trying to pick fights with everybody than he did on the field yesterday.
Jair, you know, and Jair kind of ticks me off a little bit sometimes when
I'm on
the edge of the. But you know what? If he got so far into Diggs' helmet before the game that this is the result, who am I to say Jair doesn't know what he's doing?
He does that quite often. We've seen him do it with Justin Jefferson on the field at times over the years, and he's done it. He's always gotten to Stephon Diggs a little bit, so he definitely knows just what to say to push those buttons. Now let's take a look at the offensive side of the ball, because as we talked just a little while ago, this offense is still trying to get it going. This was by no means a perfect performance from the offense, and I remember just a few weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, there were Packers fans out there who wanted Romeo Doubs traded because of the mental health issues that he was going through and the fact that he wasn't being a good team player. Are you kidding? What would you have done yesterday? He was by far the best receiver on the field yesterday at Lambeau Field. And he was the one that was consistently getting into the right spot. Now, I know he had a couple of mistakes out there, but at the same time, when push came to shove, Romeo Doubs has come up pretty big in the last two games ever since that suspension by the team and maybe getting his head kind of back into the game. So
Eight catches on 10 targets,
right?
Patty. That is great. 94 yards. He's a chain mover. I mean, they're converting.
Yeah.
When they need to convert a first down in that regard, it's a little Rodgers to Adams-ish, where when Love really needs to get that big first down, you kind of got an idea it's going to be Doubs. And you know what? Christian Watson doesn't gripe. He only had 2 targets, 1 catch, 9 yards. Jaden Reed.
He's blocking.
2 catches for 10 yards on 4 targets, an off, you know, quiet day for him.
Yep.
But no complaints out of those guys. Dobbs is, though. He's smooth. He's got strong hands.
Yep.
He made some
Agreed.
Incredible catches. You need that guy. He is, don't ever underrate, I know you, but I mean, Packer fans should never underrate that guy again.
No, and here's the thing that I would say, too. Kudos to the coaching staff, because they could have just put him out on the field to block after everything that they went through. They faced it head on. I don't know where the situation lies. It seems like it's better than it was, at least. I'm sure there's still probably ongoing discussions and things between Doubs and the coaching staff. That would be my guess anyway. But at the same time, kudos to the coaching staff for basically confronting it head on. And then when he did come back, they were like, you know what? We're not going to actually sit you down. We're going to put you right back out there, and we're going to get your head right back in this game, and you're going to go out there and be the dude we know you can be. And that's what Matt LaFleur has essentially done. And as a Packers fan, you should be very appreciative of that.
They rehabilitated Jair Alexander last year.
Right?
When there were fans calling for his exit as they wanted him out of town. Well,
honestly, you know, I watched the defense. I don't blame Jair for having a bad attitude for a good portion of the year. Now, is it a team thing to do? No, absolutely. So handle it with a little bit of maturity. But at the same time, as a fan who constantly watched that defense and players out of position, I was frustrated, so I can't even imagine what a true competitor like Jair Alexander felt. You know, so
you know what's crazy about Alexander, Maddie? I don't know if you agree with this, but I don't think Alexander is as good as he thinks he is. But I don't think Alexander would be as good as he is if that wasn't the case.
Agreed. No, I totally agree.
If that makes any sense.
No, I totally agree. His attitude, the way he carries himself, it just his confidence, the Jair confidence, the meditation before the games, it all goes into this package. And whether or not he owns it, right? Like, he absolutely owns that package. And the confidence that he exudes, I mean, even when the dude is not playing some of his best football, and we've seen it happen, he still's out there jawing. He's still out there being Jair, you know? And I don't know. I like his sunglasses, so I guess he just makes me happy. No, we're talking about right? So we're just talking about the offense here this morning. Jordan Love, let's talk a little bit about his performance, because I thought he had an interesting quote after the game, because he did have 2 interceptions yesterday. His quote was this: "You can't try to not be aggressive and take checkdowns all day. You have to be aggressive and go win those games. I'm going to play the way I play, learn from the mistakes and grow from them." Well, Packers fans, if you were a Brett Favre fan, congratulations, because you got a little Brett Favre attitude back in your quarterback.
Yeah, he's got a little gunslinger in him. I still think he's testing some of the boundaries.
Yes.
And I think he has incredible, supreme confidence in his receivers, and the fact that he has that much confidence makes them better.
Yep.
I mean, they believe that he believes, and that's a big, big deal. But to... He put his team in some tough, tough spots.
He did.
But at the end of the day, though, when they needed, you know, a minute 44 to go and how many yards to get, I mean, I really never felt like love wasn't going to come through at the end.
He's so calm, cool, and collected. Does anything get to that guy? Honestly, like when you watch his demeanor, and here's the thing, maybe as Packers fans, it's so different because Rodgers was always rolling his eyes and looking at the sky or throwing tablets or just not interacting with anybody. So you knew exactly where you stood as a Packers fan. And honestly, by the way Rodgers carried on the field, you knew how the next few minutes of that game were going to go, right? I mean, sometimes you could tell. And with Jordan Love, you never get an idea. He's just cool all the time. I kind of want to be him. I want to know his secret.
Yeah, the heat. He can stand it. That's for sure. And that last drive, Matt LaFleur, and just to be able to come back, you know, from the adversity that you had. LaFleur said, quote, "I just talked to him about it. That's his superpower. No matter what's happened, good or bad, Jordan Love continues to fight and be resilient. The moment's never too big for him." And players in the huddle feel that, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody admitted they were definitely relieved, A, that they only needed a field goal, and B, right, that it wasn't Braden Narveson that would be kicking it.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. They didn't say that. But
no,
come on,
that's
in the back of your mind,
that matters. They were thinking
too.
It. Did you see the emotion on the sideline, the linking of the arms and things like that? I mean, that was for a field goal, right? That was for the three-pointer. That was for the game, and I understand. But don't kid yourself. That entire team had sat there and watched the kicking struggles over last season and part of this season, and there was a reason why they were so bonded in that moment, because they know what it's like to lose those games when it should be a iced kick and it should be just gravy on top of everything else, and then to walk away without the win. They've been there, they've felt it, and you could see it in their faces yesterday. Now, Jordan Love, we talk about this cool guy on the field. When trailing in the win versus the Texans, 19 of 25, 173 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and a 133.8 passer rating when he was not in the lead in that game. That is about as cool as you're going to get on the field, honestly.
Yes, that is for sure. You know, it was crazy because he was so cool going down there, but it was an odd mixture of elation and relief when McManus put it through the uprights. You know,
yeah,
it was like,
right?
Maybe like, we're excited we won, we're glad we got the kicker problem put behind us, we think, and now let's go. But, I mean, way more complete team, complete win, and because of the way the defense played without getting any takeaways, I think also bodes really, really well.
Yeah, and as I look back on this game and watch some of the highlights from yesterday, here are the things that really stick out in my mind. Obviously, as we've talked at length, the defense was unreal. The team finally has a kicker, so let's be excited. I know for a lot of people, this is still kind of one of those gray areas just with some of the stories, and we talked about it on Friday, but you know what? He was cleared of everything, so all we can do is respect that and hope to goodness that in more situations like that, Brandon McManus can come up big. Evan Williams and Edgerrin Cooper, they should be out there every snap, right? I mean, they just should be. Love was clutch when he needed to be, and other than that, he was kind of pedestrian in some ways, but so was C.J. Stroud, so I guess maybe you're even on that front. As we just said, the dude just doesn't get rattled. I am just like in awe of just how cool he is all the time. Maybe he doesn't feel like that inside, but boy, oh boy, if he doesn't, he puts on a heck of a show for everybody else. And this was not a great performance by this team, but as we said earlier, it was a good team win because this was basically C-minus performance if you go an overall grade. But they beat a really
rare. If not impossible to win when you have a -3 turnover.
Yep.
And they
agreed.
Did, and they still won. And for having 2 interceptions, to have a 95.5 passer rating in spite of that.
Right.
And through all of this yesterday, do you care to guess who I think the unsung hero of it was and who we haven't even talked about yet?
Oh, gosh. I think there were a lot of them yesterday.
I'm going to offer up the punter.
Okay.
Because he had his back to the wall how many times and just nailed. Plus, he's the holder. And it was an awful snap on the kick that didn't matter at the end. And he corralled it like a shortstop, got it down, got it up, and got it through. Daniel Whelan is just a...
He's amazing.
A wonderful find. I mean, really. I just and actually then again hit it so high into the sun, almost forced a fumble with that play.
Right. Yeah.
And then the other question, special teams. Why was Keyshawn? I've been begging for Keyshawn Nixon to return punts. Right. Yeah. You know that. You can verify. I've mentioned it. So they put him out there, and then he doesn't catch the thing, and they blame Corey Ballantyne for the turnover.
I don't know.
They've got things to clean up.
I still love Rich Bisaccia and his grit and the attitude he brings. I'm still wondering, though, why he's the highest paid special teams coordinator in the league. But that's a discussion for another day.
Well, there's other special teams coordinators wondering the same thing and asking their agent.
I am still confuzzled by that, even though, again, I will say I like the attitude he brings. I feel like it's a little different than what Matt LaFleur brings, especially with him, with Bisaccia being the assistant head coach, right? He brings a little bit more attitude. But when it comes to special teams coordination and the money that he's getting for it, and then you watch what happened yesterday in a couple of those instances, I got to say, I have questions, but I don't know if we have enough time on the show to go through all of my questions.
You know, one of the things that just really stood out too was Matt LaFleur's genuine sincerity and appreciation for Jeff Hafley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the news conference yesterday. I mean, it was not hyperbole. It wasn't trying to build a guy. It was just like, almost like LaFleur is getting a little bit of a lesson in some coaching things here. Just a little bit. I mean, the way the guy handles things, Hafley just is.
You got to wonder if it's somewhere in the back of Matt LaFleur's brain, he doesn't regret making the decision on the defensive coordinator maybe a little earlier. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe that's where some of the appreciation comes from. I don't know.
They wouldn't have had Jeff Hafley, though.
True. This is very true.
And it works out how. And as bad as it was to lose the Niners last year, they definitely wouldn't have Hafley right now.
No, agreed. Agreed. I totally agree. So I guess things work out the way they were. But in the back of coach's mind, you got to think, what was I thinking? You know, kind
of. That's part of the learning, right? Yeah. He's a better head coach now because he's got connections, 6 years in the league, all that cachet, and he can get a Jeff Hafley. But he is so much of a better coach now, and I thought he was really good at the start. So.
No, I totally agree. And honestly, I feel like without Rodgers, he has gotten way better. Way better.
Oh, agreed, 1,000. He's been able to spread his wings and be his guy.
And, you know, you and I have talked off the air just a little bit about the fact that was Matt LaFleur – was he the bad guy in the whole thing, or was he really covering up a lot of warts that were happening? And the more you see New York unfold, you got to think that Matt LaFleur was the guy who was really covering things up and making things happen. And it wasn't really, I don't believe, the head coach who was the issue. And if you've seen anything that's happening in New York, you know what I mean. We don't need to go into it because this is a great team and, bygones but be bygones kind of thing. But, I think Matt LaFleur learned how to handle a few things and learned a few things along the way just out of those first couple of years in Green Bay. You know?
Maddie, it's kind of funny because it'll never, it didn't happen, but people were saying, well, Aaron Rodgers, because he's so talented and great and really the offensive genius, that is what prevented Matt LaFleur from being a coach of the year. When the fact is, Matt LaFleur probably deserved coach of the year for his handling of the offensive genius.
Except nobody really
and
understood.
Biting his tongue and adjusting and altering and changing to meet his mood, to suit his whims. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's drive to drive, play to play. What is he going to check out of this time?
Sometimes it was just a crapshoot, wasn't it? It literally
it was.
You'd had no idea. And good luck, New York Jets, because now you're getting the same experience the rest of us who were Packers fans had for many, many years. And again, I'll never take anything or any of the records from him because there were some amazing times being a Green Bay Packers fan with Rodgers at the helm. But those last few years, it got hard. It got complicated.
Got a little tedious.
So we'll leave it like that. Hopefully, he and Devontae have a good time the rest of the season in New York. We'll keep our young receivers and not have a full wide receiver number one. We're good with that. We'll make it happen.
The way you think.
With that being said, you have a fantastic week. You and I will talk again on Friday morning, and we will get ready for another action-packed week of Packers football, all right?
Yeah, Jacksonville Jaguars, they're feeling it now.
They are.
Themselves a couple of wins. Oh, boy. Just in time to get hammered by the Packers.
I'm not sure how that happened, but they did. So we'll get into that on Friday. Thank you so much. And again, we'll talk to you then.
Great stuff, Maddie. Appreciate it.
Chris Hovel, our Packers expert. Remember, another edition of Hanging with Hovel on Friday morning, right around the same time, 8:30. It's brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grantback with Billy Idol on Max FM.
Darkness, there's a light that I can't. last blind. So hold me when I'm here, grab me when I'm wrong. See under my skin. I won't tell you a damn thing that I could not tell my friends. Roaming through this darkness, I'm alive, but I'm alone. And part of me is fighting this, but part of me is gone. So hold me when I'm here, grab me when I'm wrong. Hold me when we'll be right back.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's REO Speedwagon. Keep on loving you on Max FM.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby. There was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe. But you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead, you laid still in the grass, or coiled up in the sand. And though I know all about those men, still I don't remember. 'Cause it was us, baby, way before them, and we're still together. Every word I said, when I said that I love you, I meant that I love you forever. And I'm gonna keep on loving you, 'cause it's the only thing I wanna do. I don't wanna sleep, I just wanna keep on. Look.
Fans, 90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, Dave with you on Monday morning. This Saturday, October 26th, it's PHP's annual Fall Festival. This is their 10th one. It's celebratory. They have a Brat Fry bake sale and sidewalk sale. That'll be again this Saturday, October 26th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the PHP headquarters. They're located at 805 Broadway Street, right here in Baraboo. Your purchase will support their Adopt a Family program, and the menu includes pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, Italian sausages, all beef franks, chips, soda, or water. PHP's Adopt a Family program provides low-income families with all the groceries they need for a complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. They thank you for your support. For more information or make a donation, go over to phpwisconsin.org. Coming up, we will have a look at what it means by Pat Benatar on Max FM.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite, apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine. A bit cooler, 74. Then on Wednesday, a whole lot cooler. Mostly sunny with a high of only 58. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
99.7.
Oh,
Here is Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Wake me up before you go, 'cause I'm not planning on going.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Monday morning. An airport in New Zealand is in the news for the new hugging policy that they just updated. If you're dropping someone off at the airport, farewell hugs are now limited to 3 minutes max. They put a sign up that says, max hug time, 3 minutes. For fonder farewells, please use the car park. They're doing it to help with traffic around the airport and limit how long people hang off in the drop-off line. But the internet is divided on whether this is a good policy or not. One person called a time limit on hugs inhumane, but another said the drop-off lane at their kid's school needs this policy. The best comment came from someone who said, you get 3 minutes to hug. In America, they don't even want you to stop. Just come to a slow roll and push your passenger out. So, yeah, so no more hugging for longer than 3 minutes. You know, I can see where someone's going to be gone for a while. You want to give them that big hug. You know, I'm not a huge hugger. I'll be honest with you. A lot of people that know me know that. One of my former coworkers definitely knew that because I'd been working outside in one of our cars. And the policy was that we're not supposed to leave them running. So it was cold. It was like January. It was below zero out there. I'm out there working on this car and doing my thing to get the computer back up and running. I come back inside the building and I'm absolutely freezing. I kid you not. And so I sit down in one of the chairs just trying to warm up nicely. Deb comes up to me and gives me a big bear hug. Let me tell you, I warmed up very quickly because my face was very red. Everyone got a good laugh out of it on how uncomfortable it was as well. So, yeah, I think 3 minutes is enough. Coming up, our 50-minute music hour continues on Max FM.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone, plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone, plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of